selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Celebrity Book Club.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone, and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's
Celebrity Book Club.
Come read it while it's hot.
Celebrity Book Club.
Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club. Book Club.
Buzz me in. I brought the Cuervo.
Oh my god, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm Lily. I'm 21. I'm a junior at FITM.
Hi, I'm Steven. I'm actually 22 and a half. I'm a senior at the San Diego School of Art, Design, Merchandising, and Jewelry Consumption. And I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited. This is so fun.
Oh, I'm so excited for the semester abroad in New York City.
Yeah, I know. I was told that it was going to be really dangerous coming to New York because I would get addicted to shopping. And you know what? Color me guilty.
I have some tips for you about shopping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get into that in a minute.
Totally. Okay, let's just get into this. This week we did, I think, one of the funniest books we've ever read.
Most insane book.
Ever.
Barely a
book. I was not prepared.
No. We, of course, are talking about Lauren Conrad of Laguna Beach and The Hills, reality star, and also authoress of several fiction books.
Yeah. New York Times number one bestseller of L.A. Candy. Is that her novel?
Yeah. It's like a series of novels. And this is her nonfiction, so it really does, I think it has memoir elements to it, of course, which we'll get into. It's called Style.
The simple word, style. And that really goes to everything from hair to jeans to makeup to kind of also just how to carry yourself on a first date.
What to wear on a first date, how to care for jeans, how to get jeans hemmed, what to say to your tailor, what to say to your personal shopper, how salespeople can be your secret weapon when you go to a department store.
What to pack, how to travel. I would say first impression from this book is that this is a book written by an alien, written for other aliens visiting Earth on how to act like humans.
There is, like, so much of this book is the most basic, simple, like, I hesitate to call it advice. It's more just like descriptions of jobs and objects and like how things work. Like, it'll just be like, some necklaces are tighter than others. Like, make sure to figure out how it fits on you before you buy it. Like, some stores, like, are open later. Like, make sure to check the hours of, like, one of your favorite stores before you go on a big shopping trip. And, like, make sure to get water on your way to the store so you're not dehydrated when you're shopping. I'm like, what?
One of my ultimate favorites is when she goes, packing for summer is actually easier than packing for winter. Because clothes in summer are more lightweight than winter clothes.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way that my jaw hit the floor at that revelation. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff you're like, yeah, true, babe, true.
No, yeah, I'm not arguing with finding a good tailor, finding a good cobbler.
And we'll get into cobbling in a second. So this book is called Style. I would say this book is really a lot more about shopping than style.
Yeah, and how to navigate online shopping, which I think...
Yeah.
What year was this?
It's like very 2010. I mean, there's an interesting, like, this book captures, I think, a conservatism that Lauren definitely has in her personal style, because her personal style is so just like 2009 Nikki Hilton, like bootcut jeans, Kitson, like tank top, and then like layering tanks, which is what she talks about on almost every page of this book.
Every single page. Also kind of hilarious that you say bootcut jeans, because...
Well, I know she loves skinnies, but...
She loves skinnies.
She also thinks that bootcuts are very flattering for people of thigh experience.
Yes.
Because of the way that they transfer sort of the weight that the eye is taking in.
And when they hug the hips. When she was like describing how jeans fit, which is like... is a big problem for people all across the world getting the jeans that fit right. But
so
again,
true.
Sorry, this was a history lesson where she's like, jeans come from like some French.
Oh, okay. No, I wrote this out. Okay. So it actually, because they were invented in the French town of Nîmes, which is this like small city in the south of France that's like so boring. And it's very just like one drunk guy at a cafe. And it's like, whatever, like 40,000 people live there. But de Nîmes means from Nîmes in French. So the word denim
as
means
French.
It's French. It's jeans are French.
And she goes, denim. Get it? De Nîmes? Nîmes? And I mean, again, sure, yeah. Did I read that sentence a few times? And then I was like, yeah.
So, okay. And that's why you were glad to have a book, because a book lets you take your time with the words.
Exactly.
If that had been a documentary, maybe that little fact would have passed you by.
A denim documentary.
Because, you know, we always think of jeans as being invented by Levi Strauss for the gold miners.
Mm. And she's like, originally jeans were like made for workwear. Hello, dungarees. Then she mentions my idol and your idol, too. James Dean a few hundred times, and she's like, those classic jeans. And then when she gets t-shirts, she's like, t-shirts have really evolved since icon James Dean started wearing them.
Skinny jeans, this will always be my jean cut of choice, but I know that the proportion gives a lot of people heart palpitations. Make sure that there isn't excess fabric gathered at the ankle. Have your tailor remove it so that it's a nice clean line from the thigh to the foot. Otherwise, they can make you look dumpy. It's kind of just being like, make them fit. And you're like, okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yes, in the way that, okay, yes, like a lot of it is written for aliens. But I do think people need to empower themselves by finding a good tailor.
I mean, I fully agree. And like, I have my tailor is like the gay guy who worked at the dry cleaner place that I go to.
There's a gay guy at the dry cleaner?
I mean, I assume he's gay. He's always tailoring stuff.
Is that the only gay vibe he gives you? Because, like, I also have gotten things tailored at a dry cleaner.
I feel like it's a family thing, and there's a bit of a... He has, like, you know, his face is a little, like, gaunt. His hair is a little short. Like, his brows are a little thin in this gay way. He's a little tailored, if you know what I mean.
I feel like I do need to find, like, a tailor and not just go to the person at the dry cleaner. Because I'm always being so awkward and, like, taking off my pants, like, in the dry cleaner. And I'm like, here, and they're like, go behind there. But sometimes I'm like putting jeans over jeans, like in just like the general storefront area.
You're just so uncomfortable with your body. You just like don't want them to see you in your underwear.
Well, there's not really a space to fully strip. I'm not being so Lauren Conrad and prude.
It sounds like you are being so Lauren Conrad and prude.
Would you fully strip with like street vision?
Yeah, of course I would. What? Okay. But they let me go. I mean, I go back into a bathroom at that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dry cleaners. But still, I mean, yeah, I think listen, if they're telling you to go to that space, go to that space.
Oh, no, I'll go to the space. I guess the last time I got something tailored, which was at my laundromat, which you said was so disgusting, which is pretty dirty.
Oh, my God, that place was terrifying. Really, don't get anything tailored there.
She did tailor my chef pants. And
that woman who, when we went in and she was like asleep in so many blankets and like looked dead.
Yes.
That place was so creepalicious.
She's always like playing solitaire, but like asleep. Anyway, I just slid those pants on over my pants. And then...
Yeah, babe, you're not going to get something accurately tailored if you're wearing another pair of jeans under the jeans.
And that's why, honestly, I needed Lauren Conrad's advice to find a good tailor and find a good cobbler. She's always being like, look, I know you just bought a new pair of pumps or like stilettos or flats or jeans. And I know you want to wear them right now, but like hold back and like take your all your shoes to the cobbler first and get them to put a rubber sole on it.
That to me is gross because I'm like, first of all, she's talking about like pumps and flats, which are not shoes that you and I wear because right. You and I wear
men's boots.
Men's shoes, because we both have gender dysphoria and think we're men. but like rubber soles, I'm just like, that sounds so like orthopedic and like...
I think like she's, like, talking about
adding thick rubber soles to a flat.
I think she's talking about also just the way she mentions flats all the time, where I feel like I haven't thought about flats in so long, like when the uniform was like for girls, like skinnies and flats and layered tanks.
Yeah. Just for our listeners to sort of situate this book in the 2010, it's like this book was almost written at sort of the end of the Lauren Conrad era, the era obviously being like the skinnies and flats and the layered gauzy tanks. There's one point in the book where she says, I believe it is the right of all Americans to have like affordable access to layered tanks.
Stop it. Wait.
Wait, where does she say this?
I mean, I'm sure she does because she also is always like warning people where she's like, sometimes you can go to Forever or H&M or American Apparel and just like, just because something has a $20 price tag doesn't mean you buy it. And clearly, you know, she is. And she's like, all of a sudden you're spending $300 and clearly she is spending $300 on layered tanks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's like definitely, that's part of her advice section where she's like, look at the prices and add them up in your head before you get to the register. Another incredible tip for shopping. So you're not surprised when they add it all together and it's like so grocery store.
She also says in one of her packing lists for like a beach weekend or something, and she's like 5 tank tops. And then she goes, parentheses, do I have to say why?
Oh, yeah. No,
like, you know the girl by now, bitch. Like,
you don't know by now. I'm going to be layering 7 gauzy tanks. But it's like her vision of style is so like obviously out of fashion now. And like there's a conservatism to it where she's just like, I would never wear tennis shoes and pantyhose. And
oh,
it's like,
yeah.
A, saying pantyhose is insane.
Right. She's literally talking about like totally 80s women that wear big Nike sneakers and like thick pantyhose and a skirt suit. And it's like 9 to 5.
Now, like it's the most normal thing on earth to like be at a professional job interview and be wearing like white sneakers, tights, a dress, like a chunky necklace and a hat. And like, that's just like a normal like city look for like a normal girl now. And she's
Stan Smith,
she's not heard of.
I mean, also because I think 2010 is the antithesis to what like style now, which is just like all total 90s like throwback. So like a big chunky sneaker.
No, 2010, I think it was an inflection point where it was like tanks got about as long as they can get. There's one point where she describes a tank and it's like, it's truly like my fear of what a t-shirt is. It's like
the gauziest.
She's like, I like it thin, almost transparent, like coming down to mid thigh.
But then it's like, I was shocked, I guess, when I think back to the hills, by how conservative she is, because I guess like Kristen Cavallari is supposed to be the devil slut and she's like angel on it. Because she mentions time at how she wears lipstick on a date. And she's like, the thing is, though, if you put lipstick on a date, guys will be afraid to kiss you, which is actually good for a first date because I don't kiss on the first date.
Wow.
And you're like, okay.
Christianity.
full like Christian and you're being so Joan from Girlfriends.
Being, okay,
like,
so let's get into the first date combo. So yeah. Her advice is that you should dress up on a first date because...
Isn't it rude not to?
Isn't it rude not to? And it like shows that you care. And I actually do agree with that to some extent.
Yeah.
So I've been on a couple first dates recently.
Oh.
In my singledom. And I realized I was like thinking about this like sort of first date kind of thing that I was on recently. And I was like, my outfit actually was so LC.
It was like 8 gauzy tanks, boots, skinnies.
Where I was like, no, I was like, because like you're trying to look like
bomber,
like nice, but that like you didn't put too much effort into it.
Right.
So I literally wore Sandro skinny jeans.
Okay.
A Sandro
and that's,
button
wait,
down.
Hold on. Sandro France, as in the country that has named.
Yeah. So I actually was wearing like the original jeans. I was wearing the first pair of jeans ever.
History boots.
And then like a button down and then like a tight like sweater over the button down. And yeah, then
we're going too fast here. Were the Sandro jeans a dark watch?
Because yes.
She's always being like, which is also, again, so not our time now. She's like, dark washes are really flattering. Go for an indigo or a black. Okay, and then she's always
exactly
giving...
why I am, Elsie, because I also think that. A, I think that be like that dark is more flattering always.
I mean, that's just true. That's like fashion 101.
That's true in general, fashion 101. Also, like, I am fairly pale, and just, like, sometimes a lighter color can look washed out. Also, a lighter color can look more day, and, like, I'm very, like, it's night, that's today. I'm always, like, trying on 18 outfits just to go to the bodega at 6:30 p.m., and I'm just being, like, this is today.
This is day, and she talks a lot, because I feel like we, in our general linguistic life, are always saying, like, day to night, or, like, desk to gallery, or,
right, desk
like,
to dinner.
Desk to dinner. I said that to someone, a friend of ours, I forget, and they were just like, well, but I'm not going from a desk. And I was like, no, it's...
Wake the fuck up. It's called a metaphor.
And then just as a sidebar, there's this whole part in the book where she talks about like how to wear your denim in, but also like keep the denim up to its color. And she's always like, she's way more DIY than I imagined, because I imagine her...
She's so much more DIY, and she was like, yeah, and this one time, like, I put spikes on the back of one of my pairs of heels for a totally badass rocker look.
And was like, don't be afraid of a DIY project. And she's like, yeah, okay, first grab a stone, start edging your jeans, then throw them in a bathtub of hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, the hydrogen peroxide, and then it was just like, or, like, if you actually really serious, get some bleach, but just start with flecks of bleach, because you can never unbleach. The second you have it to the splatter that you want, immediately wash the jeans because the bleach will continue to disintegrate the fabric. And I'm like, wait, so you're just like custom bleaching jeans in your bathtub?
Right. And she's always saying like, okay, you actually, well, one, you need to go to a tailor right now. But if you don't have time to go to a tailor, here's how to tailor your own jeans with keeping the hems on with like no fuss, no muss. And then we'll put in parentheses, for more of that, go to page 25. For more of that, skip to 106.
You'll be on page 17. She'll be like, for more in vintage shopping, go to page 21. And it's in parentheses. The font is already size 32. Okay, I feel like I'm not finished talking about my first date outfit.
We will get back to
but I do want to talk about the layout of this book, which I actually feel like was not only written, but actually laid out in Google Docs. Like the spacing, the spacing between the titles and then the paragraphs is like way, way, way too short in that way where, you know, you're like fucking with Google Docs and you're just being like, ugh, I can't get this right. And then
no,
you're just like,
know.
You know
like,
what?
I
fuck
give
it.
Up. Like,
it's so I give up.
It's like, she's like, space, 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 space.
It's space, 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 space. Then this poor designer was like, sometimes was just like, well, there's not enough text here, so I'm just going to put a huge image of like a bobby pin, and that's going to take up 75% of this page. But then sometimes they're just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not even putting in the bobby pin JPEG, and there's just blank.
Okay, here's the, I want to read this gentle abrasions part, and then we will get back to your first date outfit. Costume designers have a couple of methods for making clothing bold. The first is trisodium phosphate, or TSP, I'm like, the science jumped, a powerful chemical agent that breaks down the fiber in clothing, but you should probably have a professional use it, and then blah, 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 and then, oh no, does it use a small piece of sandpaper or a cheese grater to distress the fabric.
I feel like what she's saying, though, is that she likes the most 09 Kitson of, like, clean wash, light whiskered, one boot, semi-slim, super hemmed, custom tailored, medium dark wash, mid-rise jean for shopping for jeans. And that's her jean shopping outfit, Jean.
Well, except for she says, don't wear jeans while shopping.
She also says, okay, she's also, I'm going to call her out for being a hypocrite.
Thank
because
you.
There's one part call where she in. Says, you have to go jean shopping with friends.
Yes.
Because the friends are act like a human through a mirror where they can tell you what it's it like, looks yeah, like from behind.
Your friend can see, they're not a mirror.
If your friend has eyes. But then later she says, when I'm shopping, I like to shop alone. Because
I'm sure I was like, this is, and she's, oh, that was, and she was like, yeah, a friend and I have really different fashion styles. So she'll say crazy things to me like, you look like a circus runaway.
Right.
But then she also is a hypocrite because for editing her closet, she said she had friends over and they saw no light for 4 days and it took a lot of takeout.
In parentheses, remember the scene from Sex and the City?
I want to do that with you though.
I know, I desperately need to edit my closet.
Yeah, no, we're shutting the blinds.
Another one of her psycho tips is to distress jeans is put aspirin in the washing machine.
What?
You didn't see that part? It was like right before you get to bleaching, it was like, yeah, wash your jeans with one aspirin pill.
That's fab.
It's fab. And it's crazy.
This, of course, makes me think of Carson Kressley, queen of distressed jeans. And our friend, basically, who his famous Queer for the Straight Guy advice, which was put rocks in the dryer.
But that's kind of, that sounds like it's really damaging the dryer.
Exactly. It's like, that's so insane.
Also, okay, so this is also very dates the book in 09, 010. She's talking about high different fits of jeans, talking about high-rise jeans. And she goes, be careful with high-rise jeans. I've yet to see a girl they can flatter.
Damn. I mean, maybe that's some advice.
No, I was just like, actually, like, the tea just dropped because obviously, like, every girl is so 70s high rise now. But I feel like we've talked about this before, where it's like so many people are just fupa-ing so hard. And it's just like, maybe the high rise isn't the most flattering. And maybe there is something to be said for a medium rise, a medium
yeah.
to low.
No, I mean, the fupa's all the way back, and like all now, it's just high rise.
It's just everyone is a buncherella stomping through Bushwick. Bunchwick.
Like, yeah, we don't have to go all the way back to skinnies, flats, and five layered tanks. Like it's a dip. But
five layer tanks, five layer dip. Lily, you just put something in your mouth that our VIP lounge listeners are going to get to hear about later.
Oh, yeah. I just ate something. But yeah, you're not going to hear me review it unless you're a Patreon subscriber. So sorry.
Yeah, stick around at the end of the episode if you want to hear that hot, hot, delicious content.
This book made me think of friend of the pod, Mickey Blanco, once saying that we needed to stock up on skinny jeans while they're in trend before they go out.
I mean, he was right about that because it was like Cheap Monday. That brand doesn't exist anymore. And for many people, yeah. Cheap Monday was like the best fitting jean. However, this pair of Sandro jeans, to bring it back to my date night outfit yeah. that I bought actually at a department store in, wait for it, Paris.
And when you were there, did you do her trick where you circled the department store, saw what you liked, and then came back to the things you liked?
Okay, I actually disagree with her shopping technique. So first of all, the chapter on shopping, which really just is basically the whole book, but there's one chapter specifically on it. It's called The Hunt, which I'm obsessed with.
Right, which is very all the DSW ads that I love, that it's just like, you see your prey.
Oh,
you
and go it's like to it nature dog.
Yeah.
She's been to Nature Doc, and she basically, the way she shops is like, so if you're on the hunt for a dark clutch, or you're on the hunt for an evening trench, and it's like, as if I'm just like getting all my like supplies for the day. I've got my big water bottle, my hardtack, my venison, my ice climbing boots to like go to the Grove and like search for 4 hours for this one clutch. It's like, that's actually not how I shop. And I don't think that's how people should shop. I think, and I've always said this, it's a dialogue with the store. Like you go to a store, you don't have some specific thing in mind. You see what the store says to you. Don't go storming through the aisles like it's goddamn Normandy. like you're and looking for this clutch that isn't there.
Yeah. Cause, well, also, that's when you'll get the most depressed. There's nothing
yes.
sadder than like going to a store being like, I'm going to find my new favorite piece. And you're stomping, right. you're stomping, you're watching your friends shop. And you, then you leave and you're like, your mind probably wasn't even open to something else to speak to you because you were like, I'm getting the dark clutch today.
Thank you for bringing that up because that's such an important point, Lily, which is that you close your eyes to potential gems, to potential wonders that could add
blazers,
so much.
A blazer,
you know, a really interesting accessory, which at one point she says, if you ask women what they really love to shop for, 9 out of 10 will say accessories.
Just the phrase accessories is also so 2010.
I know. Well, no? I guess.
I guess accessories has like been around for a while, but just like,
I mean, accessories like still exist.
I know they do, but like, are girls being like, Chico, let's go shop for accessories?
No, that's true. No, no one has ever been like, A, talking about the accessories category as something you would go shopping for. Unless, I mean, if you're on a website and you might look through accessories if you do do want a specific item. I feel like we're writing our own sort of 2020 update to this book.
She didn't even mention sunglasses.
That was psycho. That was also very 2010 to not mention sunglasses because I feel like sunglasses are so influencer now. But she, because she has a whole section on belts, where she's like, belts are amazing. The wider, the better. Like, belt everything. Belt every tank. Belt every, like, scrunched, layered, gauzy.
And I feel like that era, I guess not 09, 05, which is when I was, like, dipping my toe into feminine wear. And, like, my senior graduation dress, I wore this, like, LBD from Jasmine Sola, which was like the most like LC store that was in Boston. So it's now closed. It was like the store for like flats and tops. And I wore a huge gold belt with it. That was like this big wide belt. Do you know what I'm... Do you remember that belt?
Literally, isn't that what you wore to the Nantucket AIDS Gala?
Oh, I guess.
You wore that black Jasmine Sola dress in the gold belt.
On the gold belt. And then I redid that same look for graduation.
It's
sad.
I mean, I just picture it. And then your hair and like your bouffant, like with the dress. I mean, you were so, it was so HR director, like at the office Christmas party.
Oh my
and you
God.
Were just like, hi, hi, it's me. It's Marion. Hi, how are you?
And you're like, wow, this HR director could really like let loose.
Okay, wait. I found this line that I referenced earlier where she gets really political.
Oh.
The one thing I strongly believe should not cost a fortune are layering tops. So I can often be found in that section of H&M or Forever 21, stocking up on tanks and shirts made from synthetic fabrics like rayon or modal.
Okay, you told me once, actually, amazing fashion advice.
Oh.
Which is crazy because sometimes your fashion advice... Look, we all say crazy things.
My fashion advice is literally sacrosanct, but okay, go on.
Okay, but sometimes you say insane things, Miss Kimono. And sometimes you say amazing things. And you said to me, only buy like cheap button downs or like cheap fabrics like a rayon in a funky print because like you can tell less. And it was like I went to the Primark in Downtown Crossing. And I bought this snakeskin rayon button down for $12 that I get compliments on all the time. But there are times where I've been trying to buy like white button downs, like serious classics of your wardrobe, and tried to buy it at places like that. And then they look so wrinkly and
yes.
so bad. And it's like,
that is genius advice on my part.
Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc.
ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZOCDOC.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk. So she has a part where she's talking about sweaters, and this is the quote. Whether they're worn to the airport with leggings or layered over a sundress, I love sweaters. I feel like the connection of being like, oh, sweaters? Yeah, they're so airport. It's like so Kristen Cavallari being like, this is an amazing potato souffle to make when you're wearing a ponytail. It's like this psycho, like Laguna synesthesia where they're just like connecting one idea to another vibe. That's just like, what?
Yeah, I don't know how smart these two gals are. But it's like... just being like sweat, but maybe it is because they are from California, so they're needing a reason to like wear sweaters,
right? Well, and planes are famously cold.
Well, okay, but then she has that whole part where she's like, planes do get cold, so bring a cashmere square. You're like, what on earth are you talking about? What is a cashmere square?
Oh, wait, the part where she was like, I got burned by, wait, what did she say that was so crazy? Hold on.
She was like, I brought a cashmere square. And then she was like, but you'll never see me at the airport with a pillow and a quilt.
It was. So this is in-flight essentials. I've heard a lot of horror stories about on-flight blankets. What? And since I'm always likely to require one, airplanes are cold. I try to bring my own. What the fuck are the horror stories about on-flight blankets? I cannot even imagine what a horror story about an on-flight blanket could be. Like, what, you get this, like, because A, they're always, like, pre-sealed in plastic. It's like you get an on-flight blanket and there's, like, some cum stain on it. Like, I'm sure that's not what she's referring to. There's nothing remotely scandalous in this book.
Okay, wait, can we just read some of her packing list?
Okay.
Okay, this is for...
Oh, wait, can we do work trip 3 days?
Yeah, okay.
Create a capsule wardrobe by keeping everything monochromatic, and don't stress too much. If something comes up and your trip is extended, you'll likely be able to buy what you need while on the road. Chances are you'll be in a well-supplied city.
I know. I die. Just referring to cities as well-supplied. Like, chances are if you are on a work trip, the city will be well-supplied with things like trenches, jackets, light jackets, sweaters.
She's like, I know you're probably going to like a regional trench capital, such yes. as Austin, Denver, Seattle. And it's like, well, knowing her demo, that she's probably right.
And she goes... One light trench coat, khaki, navy, or black. Ideally, it is also waterproof. Though if you hit rain, there's probably an umbrella stand nearby.
Lauren Conrad's tips. If it rains, get an umbrella.
One pair of black pants, well-fitting and hemmed to work with flats. She loves white shirts, but this is my favorite part. One pair of jeans, parentheses, for non-work dinners with friends.
Non-work dinners with friends. On this business trip? You're seeing friends you haven't seen in a while who happen to live in Denver. This well-supplied city full of umbrellas.
Well-supplied city. And it's a chance to see friends that maybe have moved to other well-supplied cities. Let's say Chicago, which is very Cavallari to be like, I'm opening a UJ, but now I get to catch up with all my mom friends over sushi.
Okay, you were just talking about the IQ of our two of her ladies as we savagely criticize women on this podcast. I do feel like Kristen is... actually a quite a bit brighter of a bulb than Elsie. Like, as dumb as Kristen's book is, and it doesn't make any sense, like, I do just get from watching her show and, like, her kind of energy, I feel like Kristen is a little bit more self-aware.
It's so funny you say that, because I was like, wait a second. I was like, Kristen, like, can actually randomly run a business that can't ship packages, but, like, she is getting into the back end of the IT system. But I'm kind of like, Lauren
I don't
Conrad
believe that Kristen is on when she's just like, are you in CAD? I'm kind of just like, I don't think she's doing any of that shit. I think that's
there was just that
show.
One scene, and not to talk about Elsie's rival, but I'm glad we're circling, we're building the universe, because it's like, we talk about Kristen all the time. Now we're doing Elsie. Also, Elsie worked for Catrone, or Catrone was on the Hills.
Catrone was like on a couple episodes of the Hills. But, okay,
and like, I feel like Elsie was really afraid of Catrone. But I'm like, okay, so maybe Cavallari is more logic brain and Elsie is a little more creative because like she wrote a novel.
Right brain versus left brain.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of their IQs too, and again, not to be an elitist East Coaster, but she literally went to one of those for-profit art chain schools, AI, that's like the Art Institute.
Oh, but that's not the Art Institute of Chicago.
Yeah, but I was always embarrassed because people are like, oh, the Art Institute, they're like that thing that's like advertised on the trains.
Oh, and it's so ITT Tech.
Yeah. She went to that in San Francisco and she mentions it. And she's like, when I was in college in like San Francisco, like days were blustery. So I wore light trenches. And then I think she transferred to FITM, Fashion School of Design and Merchandising in LA.
Yeah, I remember because that was like the end of Laguna Beach. She was like, I'm going to San Francisco for school. And it was like, so her leaving and like Trey was also going to fashion school. And it was really her just being like, I can't believe I'm going to this new city. It's so crazy. And then she dropped out after like 1 year.
Right. And then did start at FITM.
But here's why I do think that she is a little bit not self-aware, I guess. Is because
I agree with you on the self-awareness part. Totally. But tell me your point.
So my point is there's a section about how to pose for a photo.
Oh, yeah.
And the advice is saying, I do want to read it, but she is actually terrible at posing for photos. She looks so awkward and stilted in every single photo in this book. It reminds me of the Amy Schumer sketch where they're like teaching her how to pose on a red carpet. And she's just like, her teeth are getting more and more like stilted. And she's like turning. They're like, good job, good job. And she's like, is this okay? It's like every single photo, she looks so tense, like she's holding in a fart. Like that's every single photo in the book.
And then she also does that other thing, which I kind of don't agree with. I think this makes you look wider, where she was like, always be to the side. So we can see you have a body.
Okay, well.
Which is again, alien stuff, where it's
I mean, I do sometimes turn to the side for, but then cheat my chest forward so it makes my like, waist look thinner. But okay, but this is psycho advice. Like actually try, as I'm saying this, like try to do what I'm saying.
Okay.
Remember that best side? Angle it slightly towards the camera. Tuck your chin out and down, and then turn your eyes toward the lens and smile. If you feel like your jaw is seizing up, try pushing your tongue against your top teeth. This engages the muscles, which actually helps relax the mouth. Okay, so yeah, turn. I think you have to turn your face more away from camera, but then eyes towards camera, chin out and down, tongue against the teeth. Yeah, I mean, it's quite tense. I'm not seeing the relaxed energy coming from that pose. And it's like, maybe that's why she looks so fucking tense in all these photos. Study celebrity photographs. It's our job to know how to hold ourselves to show our best selves. And
there
honestly,
also just is this tense virginity about her where she'll like, when she's talking about like tops or like skirts, and she'll be like, dresses shouldn't be too short. Leave some mystery, ladies.
When she's like, I never like to show more than 3/4 of an inch of shadow of my cleavage. I'm like, sorry, you're measuring shadows?
Shadow. Not the day measure, measuring the shadow.
That's like full Mormon boots.
And then she refers to the peep toe stilettos. She's like, oh, yeah, this is like where you can like show some toe as like a sexiness.
Oh, because like guys want to see skin on a date, but like also want mystery.
Right. So it's like you're covering half the toes, but like a little bit of toes showing.
Okay, wait. This photo advice I actually do think is insane, T. If you're in a group shot and you're the tallest or largest, try to be in the middle or at least in a position where you're flanked by two people. Those on the end get the bum rap and will always appear bigger than they actually are.
Okay, but I kind of disagree with that. It's like you don't want to be dead set in the middle because then it's kind of this like pyramid and it's like tall girl in the middle.
But I do think that's right though. I think that like if you're the Khloe Kardashian and you're on the end, like you actually do look like a tree. You look like a full monster and like big girls get in the middle. Like I actually think that's good because I also, and I've said this before, people see by generalization, not by comparison. So if you hang out with like a bunch of skinny girls, you'll look skinnier. And like people always think that, oh no, like they...
My skinny friend is making me look fat.
Right. My skinny friend's making me look fat. It's like, oh no, she's actually making you look skinnier, but you're making her look fatter. So everything sort of evens out.
I guess I think you should be like not full center middle, but just like to the left of middle.
I mean, this is, you're to meet a group of five. Like if it's a group of three people, I'm just saying like, if you're the Chloe, get in the middle. Wait, okay. There's so much more we need to discuss. So
oh, wait, this is an insane, sorry, I just opened this page. So this like, which I feel like is again, another hypocritical thing she does, where she's talking about how like in her like fucking hypocrite Elsie. Kristen's gonna love this episode when she listens to
this. It's so Cavallari Hive.
Where we're like, fuck Elsie.
Trashing Conrad. I mean, I don't think Cav thinks about Con, to be honest.
No.
She's running a fucking business.
She's a fucking mom and a businesswoman. She says, if you're not sure if you want to like go deep into a trend, you should buy the cheap version of the trend, like the H&M one, and get it, and then if you're into it, like go for the more expensive thing, which I think again is just falling into the thing of spending too much at H&M, which she says you shouldn't do.
Yeah, which you shouldn't do. You're always like, I'm like pre-buying. I'm buying.
Yeah, she
I'm
said pre-buy this, like, a $70 like leather bomber, and then if you're into it, then like go for the trend.
Okay. Also, just another really amazing piece that we forgot in the travel section. She says make sure to bring your ID on a plane. Huge advice from shopping guru.
ID on a plane. Also, she's like, laptop, bring it. She goes like, hydrate a few hours before a flight.
Okay, wait. There's only five more topics that I need to discuss very quickly, and then we're done. Okay. Okay, first of all, when she talks about office-appropriate wear, and she's like, you shouldn't show your upper or your lower back at the office.
Okay, well, yeah, like the most like dippy shirts.
But like, or like some sort of shirt that is only revealing your lower back. And it's like, I don't know what shirt that is. Oh, I guess it's like a crop top. Okay. But here's why I think that's actually kind of good advice, because offices are so back forward. You're seeing people's backs all the time at an office because people are sitting at their computers, or the computer is at against a wall. And it's like, you don't see them from the other side because there's a computer in front of them.
Wait, so you agree or disagree?
I agree, because I think that offices are one of the most backy environments.
Yeah, I mean, now you're like eating up her alien gossip tea. Like, yeah, of course. It just seems like obviously you don't want to be like sitting in an office chair with your lower back out as like, and then like you don't know how you look from the back. And it's just like, I feel like it's like, well, that's a normal office. You're not going to be showing so much back at an office. And just,
I just thought at first I was like, that's a really specific piece of advice. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Offices are more back than, say, a movie theater or an airport.
I think it's more about being like proper, though, her perspective.
I get it, Lily. I'm bringing my own perspective to this conversation. This isn't just me reading the book out loud. This is me responding to the book.
Oh, okay. No. What if Steven's points about backs? Offices have backs.
I mean, I know you're not in an office a lot, and that's a strong point of contention. And you do wish you were an assistant producer at Jezebel. And one day you will be.
And I will be showing my back all throughout the office.
Another insane quote. This is page 112. If you have the book at home, follow along. Hips are hard to conceal because they're part of your skeletal structure.
Oh, that was one of my favorite lines.
That is alien.
Yeah.
That is an alien statement. Hips are part of the skeletal structure.
It's like, do we have time to go into it? It's just kind of like, well, if you're talking about dressing, you're talking about bodies, that's going to go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. Everything is going to be kind of part of
another insane line, page 97. Weekends are one of the few times in life when you should feel liberated to wear what you want. Weekends are weekends happen every week. Weekends are one of the few times in life when you should feel liberated.
Well, she is like a serious worker going to well-supplied cities. So.
and Lauren Conrad actually only has one weekend a year because she works that hard.
But then she says, has this whole section called Style is Lawless. And she says that...
No, that's like one paragraph and you're like, girl, that doesn't seem lawless.
And she... Okay, this is what's so confusing. She's like, God, looking back in high school, me and my friends, we basically dressed all the same. Same tank top, same jeans. And she's like, you need to find your own style. And it's kind of like,
She's like, so that's why I go to Zara and I load up on 70 layered tanks.
Though she does like mention going on eBay, but she is very like, beware. Like, here's the thing. Like, and she is being so like, I get it. Like, you're probably reading this book and you're so sketched out by vintage stores. But she's like, there's a lot of actually high-end vintage shops that do the digging for you. And she's like, but beware, don't wear totally a vintage outfit because you're going to look like you're in a costume or a theater piece.
Who's the audience for this that has just never heard of vintage and is terrified of it?
I mean, all of the people that are like, love Lauren Conrad.
Yes, that's true. Okay, wait, I wanted to just, and I do want to move on to segments. I guess I wanted to ask your opinion about these first dates that I went on.
Okay, yeah, let's do this.
Whether or not the guy, whether or not I should have been offended or red flagged that the guy was not. So the this one date, not this, actually was wearing the Sandra jeans on this other date as well. He had just come from the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like showered at the gym and like changed back into his like work clothes. But it was very like, he was very kind of like straight guy almost, just like no style, just like an olive t-shirt and like cargo pants. And he
olive
had a backpack
t-shirt.
And he had this backpack with him that was very just like, I came from the gym and I'm kind of like, huh. So it made me feel like, should I have felt like I was getting squeezed in? Or is that totally fine? And I should be like, you know what? Like, guys don't need to be so buttoned down. That it would be awkward if you were so buttoned down.
And you were in the Sandro jeans and like a layered tank?
I was actually in this. I was in the Sandro jeans and like a tight t-shirt.
Okay. Hot. What color?
Black t-shirt, black jeans. I was being very kind of like rocker chic.
Here's why I don't think you should be offended and like be more turned on, because I feel like you're always saying like you want a top, and that's like top behavior.
I mean, it was super top behavior on his part.
And also, it's like New York is crazy, you know what I mean? Like, you're always out of place, but then you can't like go home and do the full outfit.
Right.
And okay, he's giving you the space to be Sandra jeans and tight top. And it's, I mean, by the way, olive is the most like modern straight man color.
It's so modern straight man color. I'm like, where do you even find an olive?
And was the tea like,
the tea was a, you know what it was, it was a little soft, it was a little,
okay,
soft.
I'm imagining like a soft olive.
It was an LC, it was an LC fabric.
I'm imagining basically right now Adrien Grenier, basically like something he would wear.
It was, except it, I feel like Adrien Grenier would be wearing like the John Varvatos version of that, and it was not so Varvatos.
Like, a little less, not like one target. Tiny button.
Okay, the one other outfit, though, is this the other guy where I was also wearing the Sandra jeans, but the button-down and the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing, like, a windbreaker. Like, kind of a vintage, like, more like a thrift store windbreaker.
Like, 80s? Or, like, he thought he was doing something and it's just, like, so random?
Like, more 90s, but, like, okay. It was definitely, like, an indie outfit, but it was, to me, I was like, this seems kind of day.
Windbreaker and what were the pants?
The pants were jeans, I want to say.
Light or dark?
Like medium.
Medium indigo wash. And what was under the windbreaker?
Honey, I never saw.
Oh, stayed zipped.
Yeah.
Huh. This gives me, this guy thinks that the windbreaker was a cool piece.
I do think that he thought it was a cool piece, and I'm not against it as a day piece. I guess I'm like, should I be offended that he wasn't more like night boots? I guess you're saying no, get over it.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, saying, I'm over it.
Yeah, no, yeah, you sound it. Okay. Weigh in with your thoughts. Should Steven be offended? To me, yeah, you could be a little offended, but why waste your time on that? And
so true.
I guess we should move into segments. Wait, fuck. I had one more thing about hair, nighttime looks, daytime looks. Oh, she doesn't mention her famous hairdo, the LC bump.
She literally doesn't mention the bump because we always refer to the bump.
Yeah. And that
which
was
is like where it goes, it's like reverse bangs, basically.
You take your bangs and you, it's kind of like,
well,
they
don't have to be bangs. It could be regular hair. But yeah, you just move them back in that straight way. It's just like,
and then, but then you bump it a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Yeah. She acts like the bump never happened.
And you would always roast me for having my pompadour being the LC bump.
Yeah. When it wasn't high enough.
Segment actual boots. What does she wear?
What does she eat? How does she love?
How does she love?
What does she wear? We've certainly covered.
I think we covered it.
Tailored denim.
Tailored denim. She is running to the tailor.
Okay. Question though. Do you think her style has evolved to be more like regular, like girl now? And she's doing like a crossbody quilted Chanel with like a vintage tee tucked into like Giselle jeans and white sneakers? And she looks like every other girl?
A little bit, but I feel like her maybe gown and nighttime looks is still like...
You think her casual style has updated with the times and she's still just being really boring gowns for like the one event she's invited to?
Yeah, and then I think she's sticking to skinnies for sure. Like, I think she is playing with boyfriend jeans probably more because she is like a mom now.
Here's what I think. I think she's just kind of general made well. And that maybe she is doing sneakers, but it's like just very, very made well and like kind of Christian girl autumn.
Yeah, I'm picturing her in a white slip-on sneaker, tiny bit distressed.
She says she prefers a clean wash, but she's going for whiskered.
Right. I mean, it is true what she said. When she says clean wash, it's like not the 90s.
It's a clean whisker. Yeah.
Clean whiskers.
She's not being really good denim. And cool and wearing like stiff Wranglers.
Totally. She's not this bad ass Walmart shopping. Yeah. I think she's still addicted to denim. On later when we promote this episode, we'll like list some of the awesome websites that she recommends, which are urbanoutfitters.com,
rulala.com,
Shopbop,
which I always remember because didn't like Kate Middleton work for Shopbop?
Yes, like, I feel like she did.
Before she became queen. From Bop to Buckingham.
Yeah, she was like a manager, a sales rep, meet manager like at Shopbop.
The most medium ass job at Bop.
And like Shopbop was very like pre The Real Real, where it was like you can get, or was Shopbop like new designer clothing?
I feel like it's just, I have no idea. I want to say it's just, I don't think it's vintage and consignment. I don't think it had that much of a concept.
She had some other crazy websites that she was talking about, like this like wholesale jewelry website.
I feel like it's so wholesale jewelry. And she's always like, yeah, and don't forget to hit up wholesale jewelers. You can get just like a whole bin of African beads for like $45 or something. And I'm like, and then what are you doing with the beads?
And she's like, spend a weekend, get some glue, get your girls DIY project, rip dye. And was
close the blinds, bead a dress, cut a dress in half, turn it into a skirt.
Oh, well, yeah, she has that Stella McCartney piece.
Here's another reason why I'm going to maybe hypocritize her is that I think that maybe all her DIY is just kind of like random stuff that she's saying to fill the book, but she's not really doing that much DIY. She's kind of just like, yeah, you can bleach your jeans. Like, I don't think she's actually like,
wow.
Every
At this
Thursday,
point, we're calling her a straight up liar.
I know. I'm just saying, like, she is a deceptive woman. She is a spy. Like, she needs to go to jail for false advertising.
Again. Team Cavalier, that's the whole thing. She was calling Cavalieri such a liar.
I'm so Kristen pilled.
And it's like, who's the actual liar? Elsie.
Okay, what does she eat?
Wait, I had just one more thing about what does she wear. About the jeans is when she goes to the tailor is that you need to decide if these jeans are going to be for flats or heels.
Wait, do you think that's true or false?
I guess I'm saying that's a big decision to make.
Yeah, I would ideally you want jeans that are versatile, but I'm always having this issue where I'm just like, do I want to take in the jeans more? Do I want to show more ankle? Because I always have this fear that like my jeans aren't making me look tall enough and that the more cropped they are, the taller I'll look. But sometimes like that's just crazy and like, you know, I need to just sit in my height and be happy with it.
No, and sometimes I under tailor because I'm worried about them like looking too cropped.
Yeah, I don't think you should. I think you do under tailor and I'm glad that you called yourself in so now I don't have to look like an asshole for saying it, but like... Because then your jeans always get, like, loose really quickly, and I feel like your jeans are, and you're always pulling them up, and, like, losing a belt.
And then I still have to cuff them.
Yeah, and it's just being so, like, swampy dompy. Daffy Duck over here.
Wow.
We need to get you a better tailor.
Yeah,
because your creepy dry cleaners is not.
Yes. No, that's not it.
Not making the cut, it's literally. Okay, what does she eat? Bowls.
What does she eat? Bowls. Acai. Bowls.
Avocado.
She's having a smoothie chased by a smoothie.
Yeah.
Avocado toast.
From smoothie to smoothie. Barley bowls. Wait, did you read the acknowledgments?
Oh, wait.
Completely insane. She thanks Hyatt. She thanks Hyatt for introducing her to British club sandwiches. Because it sounds like they wrote this book over the course of 4 days on Google Docs in a conference room in a Hyatt. And she was like, yeah, it was a crazy time being at that Hyatt. And there was like randomly some other conference going on. And like, I'll never forget all the club sandwiches we ate and all the Disney songs we listened to.
Roche, again, so Christian. Okay, also, I forgot her fucking like epilogue or whatever is completely insane. Where she's like, yeah, sure, style is important. But you know what's really important? You don't have to express this through this quote. Grand gestures either. It's small gestures that will really set you apart, like being gracious to wait staff and cab drivers, holding open a door for someone who needs help, or bringing a friend flowers on her birthday. And then she's like, and most importantly, it's in giving thanks, whether it's for dinner, an informational interview, a gift, a college recommendation, or even just being a good friend, like write a thank you card, which is like the most mom thing to do.
Most serious mom. And again, you know, thank you cards are always appreciated. I always forget to write them, and you know, everyone does forget them. I guess that's true. It's just very funny because this whole book is about just like being a fucking consumer capitalist. And then the very end, she's like, and by the way, do be nice to service industry folks.
And like, yeah, thank your Hyatt.
Wait, but this Hyatt part? Farron Jacobs and Sasha Illingsworth, after 2 weeks of editing done in a Hyatt meeting room during a children's talent search, there are a few people I would still like, but after many British clubs, multiple servings of questionable lunch meat, malfunctioning lights, crowds of maroon-clothed football fans, and more than 1,000 photo kills, I'm still quite fond of you both. Hyatt, so, thanks for introducing me to the British club sandwich. It's like,
wait, so it's insane that she wrote this whole book in England at a Hyatt. And I guess like maybe they, I guess, what is, well, she were, think, they serving her, I think, like,
I, stews? I think that it was probably like an LA or like a Chicago Hyatt, but they were just calling these sandwiches British clubs.
Oh, I guess I was imagining that like she was at a British Hyatt and they were like giving her like bangers. And she was like, okay, and I'll try anything once.
I mean, she is
random
very like,
meat.
I do think Elsie is very like, is the kind of person who goes on vacation in London, if you know what I mean.
She's the most I go on vacation. Thank you so much. Just like absolute white person. Like, I want to go to a country with.
I want to go to a country.
I want to go to a well-supplied.
English, a well-supplied English city. And be like, wow, it's so interesting here.
Well, and of course she loves, I'm sure, Princess Di, and I'm sure she loves Kate Middleton style, and...
I guess, I don't know. I don't even think, she doesn't even have, does she like say who her style icon is, even this book at all? I feel like she doesn't
literally
even have
she
style
just says
icons.
James, the only person she references is James Dean. And she's like, and I love Grease.
There's like no references. I mean, that's what's so, and this way she's like not artistic. Even though, yes, she has all these, like, fashion lines and books or whatever. I'm just like, there's no references or, like, ideas other than this, like, Grecian
oh,
moment.
Wait, Di. No, she says, which we need to do, she says the best way to get style inspo is, like, grab a friend and a digital camera and just, like, start taking photos. And, like, just bop around the city taking photos and then, like, print them out on your, like, Canon girl
right. We're
XP,
doing that. We're like, getting a digital camera. Like, we're going to just, like, get into photography. It's happening.
Yeah. But I guess what does she eat? Yeah, it's bowls. And, like, I feel like she is a lightweight alcohol-wise.
Oh, and like, she's, like, getting so red-faced and she's like,
I feel like
one
Kristen drinks more than her.
Oh, Kristen puts it away.
Yeah.
But as we've said, Kristen's also like having one shot and then being like, you guys, tonight was crazy.
I mean, true. I guess like Kristen is more fake and like bragging.
Kristen is like fake tequila bragging boots. And like Lauren is just like nervously sipping and then being like, ooh, I'm tired.
A wine. I gotta go home. Who's she married to?
I feel like she's so, I mean, I'm just thinking of Hayden Panettiere. I just feel like she's definitely married to like a hockey football ex player. And it's also so Jessica Simpson.
Baseball player stuff.
Okay. How does she live?
High bed to me.
Yeah, it's high bed. It's white. Everything's white and cream.
Everything's so wed. Princess. I'm sure she has a massive closet.
Girly. Yeah.
Draw the blinds.
Great. It's like carpeted and there's brass everywhere.
I feel like she does have the rug.
Maybe. Maybe she has the rug in like her pool house, but I feel like
yeah,
her regular
like the kids
house is not
something.
Even the is not even that like boho rug. It's just like white light pink, gray, beige, cream, white, 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 white.
Yeah,
lots
absolutely.
Of pillows. Maybe some live, laugh, love adjacent. Like,
I'm like, does she even have a faux Marilyn Monroe Warhol?
I feel like because she's from Laguna Beach, she's a little bit just like, the beach is really important to me. So here's like a framed shell.
Yes. I saw a girl on Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta doing a bouquet. Her bouquet was made of shells.
A care bouquet.
Yeah, a shell bouquet, which I found that really interesting and
different.
What
the fuck is a shell? It's just a pile of shells?
It was like shells made in the shape of a bouquet for her to walk down the aisle with.
Again, though, how do you... A shell is not a flower.
Well, I think
was
it's...
Was it attached
to a stick? Hello, I think it's DIY. It's a DIY project. For a
I get that,
planner.
Lily. I need you to explain it a little more.
It's
was
like
the shell
sticks.
Attached to a stick?
It looks like it was. She was
okay.
holding
well,
a bundle and there were shells on the top.
Okay, and you know what a bundle of sticks is called?
A faggot.
Correct.
Okay, who are you in the book?
I do identify with Elsie in many ways.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I am by being so, like...
You're the
so,
most
like...
fucking Elsie person in the entire world. Can I just tell the story of in high school when you were just the most psycho denimologist and were just like... screaming at your mom because she dried your Hudson denims and her famous quote where she was like, I can't keep up with this schedule, wash on the every other side of the moon. Like,
oh, and she was like, all of your clothing needs to be just like hand woven by Elle of a sudden, like midnight.
Yeah. And you were obsessed with that store called like American Denim Company in Newton and...
Oh, National Jean Co. Where all the popular girls in my high school shopped.
Yeah, and you once sobbed running down Newbury Street to get to Diesel before they closed because we went there. You tried on these insanely tight, light pair of jeans, didn't buy them. We went to Puma.
And then I was like, wait, I do want the jeans.
Yeah, tears running. Psycho.
Yeah, and again, and if I'd followed Lauren's advice and I had just like hydrated and like wore more comfortable shoes and like brought three friends like and a mirror.
Yeah, well honestly, cash. If you brought one of your sighted friends, maybe that would have helped.
And you were being so blind with your Coca-Cola glasses being like, I don't know if this track jacket looks good. Okay.
I guess I'm
you?
The friend that she has that told her that she was, it looks like a circus runaway.
Oh, you're like the friend who she doesn't like going shopping with. That's not true.
No,
you're such
I know,
a good
you
person
love
to shop with.
No, I love shopping with you too.
Because
I was just saying,
also,
like, I say sassy comments. Because
you have a good eye. You have your sort of differently abled vision.
Yes.
Like, allows you to see things that other people don't. Like, you're always finding, like, a funny t-shirt that, like, others wouldn't get.
Right, because sometimes the senses get bigger. No, I love shopping with you, and thank you so much. I do think I'm a good shopper. I was just saying I would totally say something sassy like that while we were shopping together. Who am I, the book? I mean, I guess I'm Elsie getting her jeans tailored. And
but it sounds like you don't really like your tailor, and she kind of loves her tailor. So I'm going to push back on that assertion.
Okay, so I'm aspirational Elsie. I'm the girl she's talking to that hasn't found the tailor.
The girl with no tailor. Starring Emily Blunt.
The girl with no tailor.
Maybe you're just like one of the amazing team at HarperCollins.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm one of the friends in the editing, the closet editing with all the seamless happening.
You're over there with the blackout curtains just being like, hell yes, you look good in that.
Keep it. I can't decide.
Toss. Gross.
Wow.
God. What a journey.
Anyway, I give this book 10 gladiators out of 10 gladiators.
Yeah. No, I absolutely give this book 5 out of 5 wide belts. It's just, it's a must read. That's just the prose
it's beautiful. It's easy to read. It's also fun to have on your coffee table and for people to just pick up.
You know, one of my favorite things about a book is that you can just open it to any page and it makes sense. And,
yes.
This book is definitely one of those. So yeah. 6 thumbs up.
No, sure, maybe. Will you feel a little lost if you're at Hair and you haven't read Denim yet? Maybe.
Maybe. But you know, there'll be a parenthetical guide that'll be like, go to page 24 if you want to learn how to make your own goddess braid at home.
Exactly.
Okay, next week, we will be reading art queen Peggy Guggenheim's memoir, Confessions of an Art Addict, which will be super fun because we love the art world and we interact with it.
Obsessed with art.
And now we're going to get to just pull it apart piece by piece.
Yeah.
So for all of you regular folks, we will see you next week. For those Patreon subscribers, we will see you right now in the VIP lounge.
And if you're like, wait. Again, what's the link? It's patreon.com/CBC the pod.
And on today's VIP lounge, we will be talking about politics,
etc., horses,
horse laws, infrastructure, the mayor's race, Eric Adams, Rupert Murdoch, Succession, my least favorite show in the world.
Jello shots. We're already giving too much away. Okay.
Best.
Celebrity Book Club.
Celebrity Book Club is presented by Prologue Projects. The show is produced by my style icon, Meg Murnane, with editorial support from Leon Nafok. He basically invented the t-shirt. Andrew Parsons and Madeline Kaplan, who is really cute style. Our production manager is Persia Verlin, who inspired me to wear tank tops. Original theme song by Stephen Phillips Horst. I wish I had his denim collection. Artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips NY. That guy can rock a leather bomber like no one else. Follow us on Twitter at CBC The Pod. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review and don't forget to tell your friends about us.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.